Election 2011 coverage on Manx Radio.
Good evening, Fasta Mai, and welcome to Perspective. I'm Jason Roberts. Tonight, joining me live is one of Onchan's three MHKs and the only party leader to currently sit in the House of Keys. He was first elected to the House in the constituency of Middle in a by-election in 1985 and became Onchan's MHK following boundary changes. He'll be contesting September's general election for the second time as leader of the Liberal Vanin Party. In the past, he's also been a member of the Manx Labour Party. I am talking, of course, about Peter Caron MHK. Tonight, we'll find out more about him, his views and ideas, his track record since the last election, and why he's hoping you'll vote for him later this year. Mr. Caron, good evening.
Good evening.
Well, if I can ask you, first of all, looking back, it's your second election as Liberal Vanin Party leader. The party was formed in 2006, just before that general election. One of the main points in the manifesto from 5 years ago, and something that you've campaigned about since, is bringing accountability back into government. 5 years on, have you achieved that?
Well, I think we have. I mean, the fact is, when I started on about transparency, about public money being the public's money, a public decision being a public, being the public's right to know who made that decision and why, I mean, it's now accepted as part of the political landscape. Many of these issues, you've just heard about social care, the fact that they want to spend £500,000 in social care. We've been campaigning for years on these issues, but the fact is that what we've got to sort out is that it's not just about throwing money at a situation, it's actually developing the good policies, and that comes about through good scrutiny.
Well, how does that happen in particular then? Can you point to something that's made the government more accountable in the past 5 years?
Well, I think the fact is people know a lot more because of what we've done as far as the issues. The freedom of information was just something from a different world. Big problem for the next administration will be trying to augment the good things. Yes, we've seen terrible waste. Yes, we've seen terrible inefficiencies. And what I've been trying to do is make sure that they pin the tail to this administration, not the next, because we have to defend things. Things that when I first started 25 years ago, if I would have said when us lefties would be fighting for the likes of reciprocal agreements for health, education with the Brits, the right wing would be fighting against it. Today, we've got a better student grants system, a better pension system, better welfare payments for our people. These things have got to be defended. And the only way we're going to defend them is to try and change the incompetence and the nepotism in the present political structure. And that's why Liberal Vanin was set up.
Well, in your 2006 manifesto, you talk an awful lot about the government projects that were then brought to light as perhaps not being the best decisions ever, things like the film studios in Luzerne and other major issues, the MEA. Can you point to anything that you've actually pulled out of the last 5 years that you've actually prevented rather than found out about afterwards?
Well, no, I would disagree with that. I actually voted against the likes of the MEA. We were ridiculed and rubbished. Like, we were the only one that voted against the user agreement and ridiculed and rubbished. And what these things do is they affect the commercial ability of this island to diversify. We've got to get away from these monopolies. We've got to get away from fiefdomism in politics. And the fact is that the likes of off-island transport is a big aspect if we want to create real jobs on this island in manufacturing, like in energy as well. The fact is that we've seen now with the Public Accounts Committee, when I first started, trying to kick out Treasury members and ministers off the public accounts, now it's accepted practice that then they can't be there. We've got them to accept now that we're going to end up with people on the Public Accounts Committee. We've almost got there what we wanted. And as the old Manxies say, begging a begging a share, little by little, it gets better. My role with Liberal Vanin is about bringing reform. Often the people who do the work don't get the credit.
Well, what about that idea of monopolies then? I mean, presumably, though, you'd be talking about things like the steam packet. But in a non-monopoly situation, such as the airport, we have seen airlines up sticks and leave or in fact, collapse into administration.
Well, I think the thing is, when we talk about the steam packet, the absurdity of the steam packet was that the government's caused the mess. We've ended up inflating the value of the lifeline of this island. And that is what's caused the mess as far as the sustainability and the freight charges that we've ended up having to have because of their stupidity. The same with the likes of the airport. There wasn't the audit. I still question the viability of why we extended the airport. You know, where's these dictates that were coming from Europe? Where have they? They've suddenly disappeared. Because at the end of the day, what we've got to do is get a government that makes the agenda for the people through the interests of the people, not through the vested interests of the civil servants. Because I believe most of the cases you saw with the criminal justice bill. The fact is the fact that the civil servants are making the agenda. You don't blame them. You blame the politicians for allowing that to happen.
But aren't you seeing these as perhaps victories in hindsight? Things like the runway extension scheme went ahead. Things like the airport security fencing went ahead. You opposed them. You brought a lot of facts to right, but you didn't prevent them happening.
Well, unfortunately, I won't be able to put you as a maths teacher or a Treasury Minister. There's one of me, 23 of the others in the lower house, and there's 9 of the others in the upper house. What are we supposed to do? We're supposed to try and expose the incompetence, the stupidity. And the other thing that I get really disappointed about is that we always vote against everything. When I wish people would stay awake in the press benches and realise that 85% of the time we vote with government. The fact is, it's the absurdities that we don't vote against. The fact is that what we do is, you saw with the Public Accounts Committee, they're now changed. That was an impossibility. Just like when I raised the issue of breaking away from the UK over the student grant system. It couldn't be done. It's done, it's accepted. But if we don't get proper financial management, then we'll lose some things. And that comes down to making sure that my generation couldn't afford to go to university, but this generation can, and we've got to make sure that we improve it like I have tried to improve it from my parents' day.
Well, talking about voting against the government, at the last 2 months, you voted against spending, I think, £600,000 on artificial pitches around the island. You were accused then of voting against the government for voting against the government's sake. How do you respond to that?
Well, absolutely, by the fact that only for me, they've had a presentation on the customs agreement. I've been fighting behind closed doors. Most of the stuff I do, you don't hear about the letters that I send off on almost a daily basis on different issues. I believe that we need to be responsible. I've been here when it was a poverty-stricken hole. I don't want it back. I want to see the improvements that we've got. But what we can't allow is a situation where irresponsible government trying to pretend there isn't a problem, the next administration is going to have it tough. They're not going to be able to throw money at stuff. They're not going to be able to be all clubby-clubby. What we're going to have to do is end up making sure that they make hard decisions. And my argument is, when we look at capital projects, there is a total need for a total review. You saw with the pumping ones on there, £500,000. And how much was the consultancy? It's about £100,000. Now, we're replacing pumps. Why do we need consultants? Because the fact is that politicians have lost control, and the reason they've lost control is the present political system, where basically the government is a club.
Well, if I can come back to Onken with you, of course, as well as being a party leader, you are Onken's MHK. Mm. What are the issues that are facing Onken at the moment? What are the local issues within this constituency?
Well, I had a meeting the other week there to try and set up a drop-in facility in Kenyans, which I sold to the commissioners many years ago, which was on the back of trying to get a youth leader in Onken, because we have our own problems. So hopefully that will be one local sort of thing. But it's about, and I'm very disappointed that after withdrawing my motions and Tim will, after promises made, and I shouldn't have been so naive over the bounty development there. That should have been local authority housing, the development across the road from the co-op. That would have been finished far sooner. It also, the ground floor would have made a great facility for the young chronic sick. Unfortunately, the fact of personalities and the fact that basically it's too much like a playground in our keys instead of a national parliament. But things are right. And if you're right, I'll support you. And if you're wrong, I won't support you, whether you're my friend or whether you're not my friend. And that's how it should be.
Well, what are the issues then in the area? I mean, we've talked about housing there a little bit. Going back to your 2006 manifesto, you were talking about things like buying a stake in Coutts Bank, in fact, though you're buying the bank for the government, and a housing shortage in Onchan.
Well, those things I think the thing we wanted with the Coutts Bank was either a national art gallery, because it would have made sense, run on a charitable status, or it being bought for a nursing home for my constituency. Unfortunately, the powers that be then made sure it didn't happen. That's politics. That's what comes of party politics, in the fact that when it's honest party politics, you actually know what's going to happen. This September, you will go and vote for a national parliament, but you won't have any clue who's going to be the chief minister. That's what's going to change. That will all be done behind closed doors with done deals between fan and successful candidates' egos.
Well, of course, you're one of the few people that might end up with a number of party members sat alongside you in the House of Keys. Would the job of chief minister interest you then in that case?
Of course it would be a very challenging job. I've always thought I would end up like I ended up with the Water Authority, which was in a complete mess. I mean, what we did with the Water Authority was amazing at the time. We brought in the people, things had to go out to tender. There's none of that clubbiness. It's about making strategic policies work. The problem will be for whoever's the chief minister afterwards, and this is why I've forced them to come out about the customs agreement, is the fact that people should know it's not going to be about candy floss and strawberries. It'll be about keeping the bread and butter and the jam on the bread to make sure that we keep that proud record of how we have managed to do so much. But on the issue of housing, what's tragic about housing is time and time again, we've put up the arguments of what should be done on housing. We shouldn't be allowing the cartels to drip feed the market. We need to start looking at issues of how we address it. That's why I wanted to bring in restricted hold planning procedures, so that they're not just a nest egg, they're a nest. That's what a home's about. That's why we want to do something about the part equity mortgage scheme for people over 40 in local authority housing. It's no use people looking at these people when they haven't got the years to pay off in the private sector. We've delegated the reins of power on housing. And the reason the one major misery of the whole decade has been the refusal of having strong government who are transparent and accountable, making the agenda for the people.
Well, you've mentioned housing there in particular, and you've brought forward over the years a number of private members' bills which have tried to restrict who can own houses and how the ownership of certain parts of the housing markets are dealt with. All of those have been voted down so far. Doesn't that suggest that it's not necessary?
Well, I think the fact is that it might be not necessary to the vested groups that create the misery, create the situation where now couples have got to go out to work, both of them, in order to rent, mind buy a property. The fact is, unless the restricted hold property, they've actually took it on in the UK. The Liberal Democrats in the UK and others have taken on in high pressure areas now in their country. They've moved on an idea that originated over here and was talked about for the last decade and a half. But that's because we need robust press, we need a robust opposition, and we need transparency when people are dealing with these issues, that they're dealing on the national good and not on the good of the different little groups.
Well, you talked there about the Liberal Democrats in the UK, and of course there was a time when you were talking about having closer ties to the Liberal Democrat Party there. I think that was before Vince Cable said some very unpleasant things about the island. But is that something you'd still like to foster? They're in power now, of course, with the Conservative government.
The situation is I have a lot of respect for Vince Cable. The fact that he's misguided as far as the Isle of Man's concerned is a problem, because when you talk about dirty money, there's far more dirty money goes through the likes of the City of London and these rogues American states in America. It's just about might is right, and we need to stand up to that. The Liberal Party on the Isle of Man is not part of the Liberal Democrats. It's an independent party. We're part of Liberal International. But the point is, what I will do is take good ideas, and of course the party members will, from where it's right. What we've got to accept, that not everything left is wrong and everything right is right. We've got to try and get a situation where we take the best of our ideas to make sure that we get the right policies for the Isle of Man and for the making it the gem of God's earth.
Well, with the Liberal Democrats in the UK, their government with the Conservatives has cost them an awful lot of popular support, of grassroots support. Is there not a danger that by trying to build closer links with it, you might
Don't we talk about the real issues on... This is the problem. It's like when we talk about the news items, about the order paper. We've spent hours working to put an order paper together and not mentioned all the hard work that I have to do week in, week out, trying to make sure the public know the truth. Now, the point is, the Liberal Democrats are the Liberal Democrats. Why don't you talk about the Liberal Party in Australia or somewhere else? The fact of the matter is, it's about dealing with the issues as far as the Isle of Man's concerned. What we need is to bring about the reform and bring about the good systems of government. And that's what we should be talking about. The fact is, what are we going to do to protect people, to make sure that promises made on the public sector pension are going to be honoured? This is an issue that we've been talking about for 5 years. I've been pleading with the playground, better known as Timwell to you, that we've got to stop final salary pensions. The fact for new recruits. Because if we don't do that, we end up with a situation where we have something that's unsustainable. We've just seen them nod through this new scheme. What we need to do is learn by our history, where an English penny was worth a Manx sixpence. And what we don't want to end up with a Manx sixpence pension that ends up being only an English penny pension in real terms. And this is these are the issues that we need to be fighting on the doorstep. There's hard things there that needs to be addressed.
Well, on behalf of the party then, do you have specific policies in that way? We do look as though we're going to be losing more VAT from the UK government. Do you have an idea of where that money would come from were you to take power at the election?
I think the point that we'd have to do is we would have to be looking at the efficiency ways. One of the major things I would be looking at is the capital schemes at the present time. What I think we're going to have to be doing is we're going to have to look at other areas in order to create that income. See, the EZ was just thrown away. We've just seen the nonsense over the fishing bill, which nobody's reported about.
But which areas would you be particularly looking at? I mean, every politician I interview at the moment says they're in favour of diversifying the economy. Very few of them actually say, well, actually, here are some industries that I would be actively interested
in promoting. Well, we've just seen Mr. Bell take up one of the areas about entrepreneurism, about royalties. These are issues that we've been on about. I've pushed motions to get an e-commerce court where we try and get the Isle of Man classed as the jurisdiction like the law of the sea is in London, the anything to do with engineering is in Munich, human rights issues are done in Brussels. That's the sort of imaginative things that we need, and the way we create that is by having party politics where members actually come up with ideas, where they're not stifled because it's not who you know. You know, it's who you know. That's the sort of thing that we've got to try and change. And that's going to be the big major issue as far as the next 5 years is concerned. We cannot afford the pension at the moment is pyramid selling. If I was a director of an ordinary company, we would be acting illegally. We need to stop this way that we try and turn common sense into something that's stupid. There are, you know, these are the sort of things that need to be addressed.
Well, what particularly? How would you specifically go about doing that?
What about?
Well, about stopping these mistakes that you say government makes.
I'll tell you how you do it. You started by the other month there by starting to have a public accounts committee where they should be on it full time. They shouldn't be on a department. It shouldn't be seen as an afterthought. That everyone doesn't need to be part of a department licking stamps and generally doing the management job, which they shouldn't be doing. They should be there developing the strategic policy. And I believe that that's one of the things that needs to be addressed as far as that's concerned. I think the sort of things I would like to see is I would like to see the opening up. I mean, we put the motion down to help the government because they were in civil war over these big houses in the countryside. So long as it's open, transparent and accountable and that the government gets money out of the practice, I have no problem with putting a special planning order on the island for 3 or 4 acre sites for 8,000 or 9,000 square foot properties, so long as there's a financial contribution to it, to the Isle of Man government. And I would be very happy. I supported the government on a very unpopular proposal. But if that's going to save me having my youth unemployed, or it's going to save frontline services for my weak and the poor and the sick, I'll make them decisions. Just like if I had my way, we've got to break the cartels. The retail sector with the far too many retail units are left with in a few hands. What we need to do is make sure that we release these things out so that people can have the freedom to flourish, not the freedom to flourish for the few to fleece the rest of us. And that comes about by having audit, having proper party politics and people actually arguing their cases in Tynwald on the agenda of the people, not on the different little groups.
Well, is it possible to have proper party politics on the island with only one party leader in the House of Keys?
At the moment you have party politics, but the party politics is a one-party state by patronage. Very few people would put up with what I've put up with for the last decade. I mean, the fact is, and the problem we've got to do is we've got to make yous more independent from government. I know you're dependent on government spend, just like the Isle of Man newspapers are. And there is the old saying that whoever pays the paper names the tune. We've got to help yous, and what we've got to try and do, we were in the vanguard trying to turn you into the Manx BBC. And what we've ended up with is a mishmash of that serves no real purpose as far as what it should be doing. And they're the sort of things that I believe need, because strong media helps to bring strong government and creates the information that needs to be done.
Doesn't strong government create itself? The government doesn't need a media to support it. It's either a strong government or it isn't.
No, but it needs a strong media to make sure that the government does the right things by people, not does the things
but
by
surely that's your job as an MHK. I'm not elected to go in there and stand up to the Chief Minister and argue his policies. That's your job, isn't it?
You are elected to try and get the information out. I mean, I've sat in Tynwald and thought I'd been in a different chamber. I'll be perfectly honest with you. I do think that. But I think the point is, what I think is important is the fact that this island is less corrupt, more transparent, more accountable, more fair than it's ever been. And them things have come about because of a few dedicated, hard-working people who haven't put their careers as first as far as where they want to be president or whatever, has put the interests of the people. What we've got to do with the Liberal Vanham Party is put the good institutions of government, just like the Methodist Church brought about reform 200 years ago for educating the people, just like the trade unionists brought about the situation of bringing about workers' rights. What we need to bring about now is a good systems of government, because time is running out. And at the moment, if we had independence, I think this place would be a banana republic.
Well, let me ask you about that, because that is something that other candidates have mentioned. Independence from the UK or abrogating from the VAT agreement. Is that something you'd be looking towards as a party leader?
Personally speaking, there isn't a policy on abrogation. We need the facts. Why do you think I've been fighting with them for the last year, threatening them with questions? No, we're in negotiation. We're in negotiation. The fact is, we do act responsibly. What disgusts me is the total disparity as far as the truth's concerned by certain members. I would go further than if I wasn't an MHK to say what I really think. The fact is that I think abrogation will be an issue that will be forced on us. But what we need to do is make sure that we have an agenda of not running around like headless chickens when it comes. The issue of independence, I think the point is it would depend on which community within the island you talk about. Some talk about the constitution, the vastness of the constitutional position of the UK anyways. But the fact is we haven't got the good institutions of government. We've got to fight to get that judiciary robust, independent. We've got to get the executive. The parliament is a joke. It's a black vote. It's just one big club. The parliament does more scrutiny than it's ever done, but it's a farce. We will see them changes because things are coming about. Like, say, your Tim Mallord as a general. 1988... when one started on that road with an ombudsman. And, if people think it's bad today, they want to think how it was in them days. We've got to make sure we create that open transparency, because the danger you've got is 50% of your spending power in the economy comes from government. And that can become a political weapon. And that's what we've been fighting over the issue of transparency. And that will become a bigger problem if we allow the economy to go downwards.
Well, Peter Caron, thank you very much for joining me this evening. This has been Perspective. I'm Jason Roberts, talking to Peter Caron, whose Onkin's MHK is standing for re-election in September, and Liberal Vanin party leader. Thank you very much.
Election 2011 coverage on Manx Radio.